Have you ever had desire, something you just begged God for, but it did not turn out as you expected? I'm sure Paul was disappointed that he did not receive the acceptance he had hoped. I can imagine Paul thinking his testimony would be a powerful one in Jerusalem, the very place he used to persecute Christians. Remember, Paul stood by taking pleasure in the stoning death of Stephen, who was the first Christian martyr. I bet Paul thought they must believe there is something true to this Jesus Christ providing salvation if I have changed from murderer to evangelist. But just like what happens with us, sometimes what we so desire does not come true. We think failure. I encourage us to reframe the failure to success, defined not by how people respond or the results we receive, by the fact that when we are obedient to Christ, we are successful. It is not up to us to convict people of their sin. That is the Holy Spirit's job. Our job is merely to be willing to be used by God, however and to whomever He wills. If we are obedient to doing what the Lord tells us to do, we are successful. The results, whether or not they turn out the way we want, is up to God. Don't try to take His job. Success is being obedient to God.